Time to talk all things sport from Australia and around the world. I look forward to this chat every month with four-time Olympian and the man behind Ballarat Salt Rooms, Ray Borner. Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
Mate, I'm very well. Nice to have you back on the program today. We've got some diverse things from horse racing to cricket, but we're going to start with a love of yours this morning, and that's basketball, of course. And there's been lots of headlines since the Lakers and LeBron James took out the NBA championship about who is the greatest of all time, the GOAT, if you like. LeBron or Michael Jordan? Would love your opinion, Ray.
I'm sure they would, and I don't think they'd be listening too much. But for what it's worth, you know, Wilt Chamberlain, to me, is the GOAT. You know, they've changed the rules all around basketball just because he was competing at such a high level while everybody else wasn't. But when you talk about modern-day stuff, you then look towards LeBron and Michael, and I just think you look at who is the most well-known sports person amongst those two.
Mm.
And their fame dictates who watches and who listens and is enthusiastic about the game. And that's still got to be Michael. You know, the things that he did on the floor made him a worldwide figure, whereas LeBron is a really well-known figure, but is he worldwide like Michael was?
Mm.
And even with the social media the way that it is now, he's still nowhere near Michael. And I think that Michael is the, out of those two, is the GOAT.
When you were on court for the Boomers, Ray Borner, who was your GOAT? Yourself excluded, of course.
We had many fine players within the Boomer squad over the 20 years that I played. Phil Smythe was certainly the most overall talented player.
Mm.
You know, he didn't get the accolades of being the highest scorer, but certainly as a playmaker and on-court smarts, I don't think he could go past Phil.
It wasn't much of him too, really, against you big boys, was there?
Yeah, he was a bit bigger than a Collingwood six-footer, but he was able to, you know, he still got his rebounds, his fair share of rebounds, and was able to do the things that you know, led the team to the successes that we had.
Ray, we might just stick with basketball for a tick because lots of discussions around the WNBL heading to a Queensland hub and potentially the NBL hubbing in Melbourne. Have you got any thoughts on those moves?
Well, I don't mind the idea of a hub, and especially in the short term, you know, maybe you do a little bit like the AFL and just be gradual about it and say, okay, this is the next 5 weeks, 4 weeks. Whereas the WNBL are saying, okay, we're going to condense our league into 6 weeks and play out of Queensland, play out of three or four different facilities out of Queensland, and that'll be it for the season. Whereas the NBL, I think, are looking at something a little bit longer term and, you know, playing out of, initially out of a Victorian hub. And then what they're hoping to do is play with regional towns as well. So that'll include Ballarat, Bendigo, maybe Geelong, and as well as the couple of facilities out of Melbourne. So, you know, basketball is big enough in Victoria to do that. I struggle to see how Queensland are going to run 56 games with the WNBL out of their regional centres and actually have crowds there. And their premier's talking about bringing millions of dollars into the state by doing that. I don't see how it's going to bring millions of dollars into the state. I think it's going to cost the state. It certainly won't be bringing anything to the state.
Yeah, well, we'll be keeping an eagle eye on the NBL hopefully coming to Melbourne. And as you've just mentioned, Ray Borner, maybe Ballarat's feeding off that. And with our wonderful new basketball facilities, we are primed and ready to go.
Yeah, that's right. And we had a game there, pre-season game with Wollongong and, well, I should say Illawarra Hawks and Melbourne United, and then we ran with the NBL Blitz. So we've certainly had a couple of good pre-season games at the new facility and looking forward to see if we can get some more there.
Ray Borner, from basketball to the world's biggest cricket tournament happening right now, the IPL, Indian Premier League. You've been taking in any of the action?
I'm a very poor cricket fan.
Oh, really? I can hardly tell.
Bo. When you touted that as being one of the sport topics, I was like, I really don't want to go there. Yeah, my knowledge is very poor on it, and you know, the way that they play cricket over through those countries is unbelievable, and the crowd that they get and the support that they get, and the best thing for the players is the money they get.
It's huge
money, and it makes playing cricket worthwhile.
Well, just as an example there, Ray, Pat Cummins for the Kolkata Knight Raiders, I think you say it, $3.16 million.
Yeah, just a cash.
Just a casual, not bad for a couple of months' work. Davey Warner, 2.3. Steve Smith, 2.3. Glenn Maxwell, 2.19. So handy cash.
Yeah, it is. Not that I think everybody knows about it, but there might be a little bit of stuff going in on the side as well.
Oh, okay. That might be an off-air conversation. So the IPL...
Sponsors, I mean.
Oh, of course.
Sponsored money.
The IPL happening right now, of course, strangely, in the United Arab Emirates. Ray, just before we let you go today, sad news earlier on this week with champion horse Winx losing a foal.
Yeah, that was sad news. It's always hard to take in that, you know, animals have lives as well, and that, you know, we look at animals and want them to, you know, especially in horse racing, to perform to their best. And a lot of people have a lot of interest within the sport, and they would like to see that foal have come up and see whether it could follow the parents' footsteps, and it's sad to see that that's not going to happen.
Well, just a couple of key stats on Winx for you, Ray Borner, to refresh your memory. Winx won 37 of her 43 races, including 33 in a row. How's that for a streak?
That was a nice streak, and I think that a lot of sporting teams would love to have that streak going their own way as well.
They would indeed. They would. Racing experts expected that foal to sell for $1 million. So sad from a horse perspective, but also from a business perspective for the industry too. Ray, always great to get you on Ballarat today. I know we've got to let you get back to work at the Ballarat Salt Rooms. Things basically back to normal there, is that right?
Yeah, we are. The only thing that we're concerned about now, not concerned, but we limit our numbers of people in the salt room itself, so we only allow one person in there, so that there's everybody able to have their social distancing, and we're all masked up, and cleanliness of hands, and keeping the place spick and span for our customers. But it's going nice, and you know, lots of people are now getting back into the float tank and into the saunas.
Four-time Olympian Ray Borner, thanks for your time on Ballarat today.
Thanks, Fred.